This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. Brian Long stepped down today as the director of the Missouri Department of Revenue after weeks of controversy surrounding the agency's handling of documents for driver's license and concealing carry weapons applicants. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Long had testified at a number of hearings that the Department of Revenue was scanning source documents as a means of combating fraud, and that no one's information was being stored in a database for the Department of Homeland Security or otherwise being sent to the federal government. The news broke last week that DOR had compiled the entire list of concealed carry holders for the Missouri Highway Patrol, which sent it twice to an investigator for the Social Security Administration. Republican Senate members have sharply criticized Long for DOR's scanning policies and for compiling the CCW list. John Mollenkamp will serve as acting director until a permanent replacement is named. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The University of Missouri is trying to make it easier to honor donors who want their names on campus buildings in exchange for large contributions. The university rule, first adopted in 1969, says donors can have just one campus building named on their behalf. The rule applies to the four system campuses in Columbia, Kansas City, Rolla, and St. Louis. The university's board of curator now wants to eliminate that restriction. Governing board members say the rule is antiquated and may discourage multiple gifts from benefactors. Volunteers collected almost 1,500 bags of trash Saturday in the city's annual Clean Up Columbia Service Day. About 1,200 volunteers went to sites around the city, trash bags in hand. Lee Britt is the neighborhood service manager of Columbia and says the city came together in the 17th annual event.
It's really encouraging to think that while you as an individual might be volunteering, that there are literally hundreds of people all over town who are also volunteering. And so I think that builds community pride and really a feeling of impact.
Churches, scout troops, and collegiate groups cleaned parks, trails, and rivers. More than a dozen mid-Missouri runners took part in the Boston Marathon today that was marred by bombings, with reports of two deaths and almost two dozen injured, according to the marathon's online run tracker. 12 of the 16 runners from Columbia finished the race. The four did not. However, the race was stopped shortly after the explosions, which was a little over four hours into the race. One of the Columbia runners, John Louis, finished just 20 seconds before the bomb went off, according to the site. The explosion mainly affected spectators and was just before the finish line. Wilson's Total Fitness in Columbia says a group of runners from the gym made the trip to Boston for the marathon and in a Facebook post said that all of those runners are safe and accounted for. There was also one runner from Jefferson City, one from Fulton, that both finished the race before the blast. One runner from Kirksville was on pace to finish well after the explosion happened. For KBI News, I'm James Parham.